From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Tuesday.
Good morning, Mike.
Do the troubles for Fletchers ever end?
No, but what they did yesterday was a proactive step, and I think probably quite a good one. So very busy start to the week yesterday. I mean, Fletcher Building tapping the market for more cash and sort of attending to their balance sheet. Now, Mike, the actual rumour mill was working sort of pretty hard, particularly over across the Tasman, towards the end of last week and over the weekend on this. And those rumours were substantiated yesterday morning when Fletcher Building announced to the exchange a large capital raising. So this, of course, coming hot on the heels of the very large Auckland Airport issue. So the retail aspect of that is still ongoing. So Fletcher Building raising $700 million. The purpose or the use of the funds, they'll be using it to repay debt. As I said, it's no real surprise to the market. Mike speculated for some time that the balance sheet may need attention. There's still, you know, we knew this before the capital raise, there's uncertainty ahead for the company. Earnings potentially still coming under pressure. You've still got uncertainty around the resolution of the pipe issue in Australia, bank debt, covenants, they have to be considered. So, yeah, as I said, the company's taken what I think is a prudent step and a proactive step to manage that balance sheet risk. As with the airport issue, the transaction split between an institutional placement, that's $282 million, so that's the big end of town, and a larger $418 million entitlement offer. So if you are an existing Fletcher Building shareholder, you get... you're entitled to one share for every 4.49 that you own. $2.40 a share is the price at a discount to Friday's closing price. And look, just to give you an idea of the size, Fletcher Building market cap at the moment is about $2.1 billion. So it's, you know, a fairly large chunky part of the current market cap. As part of this yesterday, management provided a trading update. And here you've got a highlight on that earnings pressure. So they said the volumes in their materials and distribution business in July and August were down 10 to 15%. So you can see it there. There's more pressure on margins. Their homes, they're selling at a lower pace. So they were doing about 20 a week. They're now only selling 14 a week. And Mike, you and I have talked about cost out. You know, this is the latest thing. Well, they're trying to cut costs. They were looking for $120 million of savings a year in the financial year 2025, they're now looking for $180 million worth of cost savings. So what this does do, Mike, it takes pressure off the company from having to look at asset sales. It's not a great position when you are a distressed seller of assets. You don't get the best price for them. So it gives the incoming new management team some breathing space. Just as an aside too, you potentially see selling pressure in other companies now because you've got investors out there saying, well, I want to take up my Auckland Airport shares. I want to take up my Fletcher Building shares. So I've got to raise the money from somewhere. So we may see some selling pressure in other companies. But yeah, the big announcement from Fletcher's.
And they're not the only ones in the market for dough.
They are not, you know. On top of that, there's been a bit of a surge in companies borrowing money. So this is not share capital, this is debt. Over the last few days. So last week, Westpac did a bond issue last week, a big one over $1 billion, a five-year deal. Now, people buying that at 4.34%, which gives you an idea of how far rates have fallen. Contact Energy, they announced like what's called a capital bond deal yesterday. That's to fund their purchase of Manawa. Toyota Finance, they also raised money yesterday, $250 million in total. So you've got to think about this fall in interest rates, Mike. It makes interest rates on these deals less attractive for investors, although they're having no trouble selling. But the other side of the coin, the borrowers, it makes it good for them, and we're seeing borrowers respond. So, but look, lots of capital raisings going on.
Busy, busy, busy. What are the numbers?
Right, they're all good, which we like to see that on a Tuesday when the offshore markets kick in. 42,125 on the Dow Jones. It's up 62 points, 0.15%. The S&P 500 is up 10 points, so a modest gain, 0.19%, 5713. And the Nasdaq's up 0.15%, also 17,975 as I look at it at the moment. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained just over a third of a percent, 8259. The Nikkei up 1.5%, up 568 points, 37,723, big move there. Shanghai Composite up 12. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.69 of a percent. That's 57 points, 8152 the mark. The NZX 50, we lost 74 points, 0.6 of a percent, 12,000. 404. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar strong as an ox, 0.6274 against the US, 0.9166 Aussie, 0.5642 euro, 0.4701 pounds. Japanese yen, you get 89.96 for your Kiwi dollar. Gold also very strong, $2,628. And Brent crude, $73.92.
Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.